Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is one of those things that is extremely important.
Okay.
Yet, as far as we know, there isn't anyone designated to do it.
And that's not good.
Well, when that happens, drama can ensue. Mm. Because without someone to do this, an emergency situation can become a tragedy really fast.
Yep.
But if no one came to you and said, this is your job, there are a lot of folks who believe, well, why am I the one that has to do this work? No. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Over the weekend, 13 Wham ran a story reminding folks to make sure that fire hydrants are shoveled.
Got to dig them out.
And cleared of ice and snow.
Yeah.
They need a 3-foot radius to make sure they can do their jobs the right way. We don't have to sit here and talk about how bad things can be if the hydrant is blocked.
It's a little bit of an issue.
So, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
So I'm a 34-year-old man.
Yep.
I've owned a home for 8-9 years
yeah.
now. Okay. I have no idea who the hell is responsible for clearing out the fire hydrants in my neighborhood.
Do you know where the closest one is to your house?
Yes, and they're always clear.
All right, so somebody's doing it.
But I don't know if someone was assigned to do that based on the home that they bought, or if someone is just being a good Samaritan and took it upon themselves
usually
to do it.
Usually it's just somebody just does it in the neighborhood.
Are you sure?
I think that they just kind of tell you you should clear them off. It's not technically anybody's property, so I don't know how you could assign somebody to do it.
Usually closest to the hydrant does it.
Okay, but that's not mandatory, right?
No.
Okay, so there's a story, there's details in this story on 13 Wham.
Yeah.
The city of Rochester has an Adopt-a-Hydrant program where people can sign up to take care of specific ones. But if that exists, tells me, whomever decides to clear it is the one that does it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's kind of a weird concept, right?
Yeah.
Like, we need this thing in case...
It's one of the most important things around your house.
100%.
Yeah.
Yet, we're not looking and pointing at someone and being like, you're going to do this?
Because I don't know how you would enforce that.
Well, I guess if it's,
you know what
like,
I mean?
Near... If it's closest to your house, when you buy the house, it's your responsibility.
All right, so you'd have to... So then it's a measuring contest.
Well,
Ron's only 12... Ron's 12 feet closer to me. Ron's got to do it. But I used to do it with my neighbor. But I don't do it anymore.
Okay, so you were a hydrant guy.
So, because it was right next to my house. So when I lived in Webster, me and the guy, my neighbor Ron, him and I would shovel it. But we never even spoke about it. It's just if I was down there, I'd just dig it out. But now that I've moved in with my wife, I haven't touched that thing. I don't even go near it. The woman that owns it's closer to it, she's 80.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And she's still out there. She's active. But I think she does it now.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
Do you check it out?
No.
So
like I went from hydrant guy to I don't care.
So you don't even know if
it's a matter of a year.
You don't even know if it's cleared off.
Nope. No, I never even looked.
I'm surprised because you're very aware of everything in your neighborhood. I'm surprised like that's something that you overlook.
Because it's down a ways now.
Oh, it's down that way?
Well, because when I used to end the end of the driveway, the hydrant was like staring at me going, help me, please. Now that the old broad's got it. I figure she's got to let one of her grandkids do
but
it.
But she ain't got it. She's 80.
She's out there shoveling and cleaning. She's got her. How about this? This woman is 80 years old. She don't weigh 90 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Little thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Snowblower. Like regular ass man snowblower. She's out there by herself doing this thing.
Man snowblower. She owns one and you don't. What's
got a
man
riding
snowblower?
Tractor.
Okay.
She does her own garden. She's like one of them old brides that's never going to die. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like she's hard ass.
Okay.
So I figure a hard ass 80 year old woman. Old bony hands. She's got that.
That's on her
list. No. Don't do this. Don't do this
no,
to him.
But
no,
but to his point, if she's out doing all that other stuff, like I'm sure she's on top of the hydrant.
No, the reason he's giving us all these details that may not even be true
is
because he doesn't want to be the one to clear the hydrant.
How about this? You want to talk about tough?
What?
I'll tell you tough. Twice I've seen her up on her own
yes,
roof.
Yes, you told us this story.
With a leaf blower, blowing the leaves off. I don't go on my roof. I'm afraid of heights. Mm-hmm. She's up there, standing there with the leaf blower, blowing the leaves off 80. That's hard.
Okay. So you could give her a break and go shovel that hydrant out because she's doing all that other stuff.
No, I don't want to. Hell, man, help me.
Got that?
No, I'm not. It would be insulting.
Okay, so that's what I want to bring up here. 222-6000. I'm curious, who's the hydrant guy in your neighborhood, and who
hydrant
gets
guy.
Designated hydrant guy, and what happens when nobody wants to be hydrant guy? Because if the guy or gal who has the hydrant in front of their house ain't doing it, do you feel comfortable going over and doing it?
Well, yeah, you can.
But see, a lot of times, like, the hydrant is on their property.
Well, it's kind of, it's like Kimmy said, it's like an easement. It's like almost on their property.
Okay.
Like, you might have to get on their property to shovel it out.
It's it's more of a delicate situation than you think.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they think that's their property. Mm-hmm. And you know how folks get about people being around their yard and how guys of a certain age just decide, this is part of my property now, so stay away. Mm-hmm. So by going and doing it, you're doing the right thing.
Yes.
But the person who owns that house might also look at that as shaming, and it could complicate your relationship.
So you do it when nobody's around.
Well, you don't know.
Why not? Middle of the night.
That's
your people go to work.
Creepy.
I'm going to get shot.
You're not going to get shot.
He's stealing my snow shovel.
Where are you going with that hydrant, boy?
So it is weird, though, because you're responsible for the sidewalk.
Yes.
In most towns, right? Like, you're responsible
the city,
for the
sure,
sidewalk
yeah.
that you don't own. So maybe you are responsible if it's on your property line.
I don't think I would be able to walk down. I don't want to do it, first of all. But even if I did want to do it,
you could.
I would feel uncomfortable going to somebody else's yard and shoveling out the hydrant.
I mean, if it's way down the block, it might be weird that you're down there doing it. But let's say it's two doors down.
I would still feel weird. It's their property. Like, I would worry.
Kind of their property, though.
Okay.
It's like the mailbox, right? The mailbox really isn't on your property. That's federal property. It is.
No, it's not.
Where the mailbox sit is federal property.
I can already see your stupid
ass
grin.
You cannot put a casino or anything on that property.
226,000. Who the hell's supposed to take care of the hydrant in the snow? And if nobody's doing it, what the hell are you supposed to do? Tom's on CMF. Hey, Tom. How are you, buddy?
Good. How you doing?
Good, man.
I think you're looking at it from the wrong perspective. I think it's a matter of self-preservation. If you don't want your house to burn, go out and shovel the hydrant.
Well, obviously, Tom.
Well, there is nobody responsible. It's like whoever's closest, you know, do it. I'm out in Mendon, and I just did the one closest to me, and, you know, I'm part of the fire department and stuff. So no, anyway,
I had to get that in there. I'm in the fire department. I get a helmet. I'm super cool. Tom.
Just go out and do it yourselves.
All right. So, but Tom, I mean, is it closest to your house?
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, if it was on somebody else's property, would you still feel comfortable shoveling out the hydrant?
Sure.
Do you wear your fireman's jacket while shoveling the hydrant?
No.
I'd wear that jacket everywhere.
Yeah, I would, especially so I wouldn't get shot shoveling out the hydrant.
Tom, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Yeah.
The firefighter's fired up.
Yes. It's got to piss them off, man. Like, when they just see, like, the thing's just frozen, nobody's touched it, there's, like, a pile of snow plowed up against it.
So does that mean they probably have to carry shovels with them, right?
I would assume, or a blowtorch to get to the damn thing.
You know, the other funny part about this, I see you guys on hold. We'll get you. Okay. You sit there, Tommy, and you say, yes, these things need to be cleared and taken care of. All right, so let me paint you a hypothetical.
Go ahead.
Let's say there's a hydrant at one end of your street.
Right.
And every snowfall, there's a guy at the other end of the street who walks down and clears it
all
out.
All the way does.
Yep. He gets all the snow stuff on.
Great guy.
Oh, really? You see him, his chest puffed out, walking back to his house after, knowing he did a good deed? You know, you're not judging that guy at all?
Why? But he's doing something I don't want to do.
He is, but he's proud of it, man.
But he's also being a dick. He's being a dick.
Shoulders back, chest out.
He's a necessary dick.
So you would judge him for being a douche.
Yes, but a necessary douche, albeit.
Okay.
Right? I don't want to do it.
I mean, I wouldn't judge him for it.
Well, silently.
No, I don't think, no. Let him do it. I know how you feel. I just wanted to ask you.
Yeah, but he's all smug about it.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, he did it, right? He went out and did the good deed. He even brings it up, like when you see him outside. Yeah, just finished shoveling the hydrant. He stares you in the face for a second.
Got to be done. Somebody's got to do it.
226,000. Let's talk to Pat. He's on CMF. Hey, Patty. How are you, buddy?
How you doing this morning?
Good, bud.
Ours are all in our right-of-way in front of our houses. Mine's about 6 foot off my driveway. When I do my driveway, I take care of it. But we have a lot of snowbirds that come and go during the winter, and the hydrants are about 1,000 foot apart. And what it is, it's the water department's responsibility out here to take care of them.
Oh, sweet.
And so what they do is the ones that we don't get to, they'll come down through when they flush hydrants and stuff. And this time of year, they'll just drive down through with a truck, and they carry a snow blower with them and the way they go and clean them out.
All right, wait, you're telling me that you don't actually have to do it. Someone else will do it, but you do it anyway.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, we do it anyway.
But okay. He's also poorest guy in his neighborhood.
Yeah, I mean, mine's right in front of my place. It's, you know, it's real convenient for me. I mean, just when I'm turning around, I can clean the hydrant out.
Why don't you retire and go to Florida like all your neighbors?
I'm glad to see him go. Are you kidding me? God, I love the winter here. Are you kidding? It's quiet.
All right.
Pat, thanks for the
call.
Watch
your houses burn. Hope you're enjoying Marco Island, douche.
Man, it's so funny how complicated these things get, the stuff you'd ever think about.
Yeah.
Right? Because I'm getting Facebook.
Because there's no written rules.
Well, I'm getting Facebook messages right now. Yeah. This comes in from Jack. He writes, guy next door has the hydrant on his property, never shovels it. I go and do it. He never says thank you. Do you have to thank someone for clearing out the hydrant if it's front of your house?
Well, it'd be nice to say, hey, man, glad you covered
it. But
us.
You just said that's not his property. It's an easement.
Yeah. But, I mean, it would be the couth thing to do is to thank a guy.
Okay. But it's...
I mean, I always thank my neighbor, Ron, and he thanked me. And we couldn't have been more opposite, and you know the guy.
But is that a CBS sitcom? What? Two guys cleared from one guy's black, one guy's white.
Yeah, it was
one
like
guy's
that.
Christian, one guy's a monster.
It's that neighborhood with what's his name, Cedric the Entertainer.
No, it's not.
Yes, it was.
No, the white guy in that show's funny.
Whatever.
226,000 fire hydrants need to be cleared of snow.
Hot topic.
Bro, I'm telling you. You talk about fire hydrants. We're loaded up with
everybody
calls.
Everybody has different information, too, by the way.
But that's what's so funny is because, again, how is there not some rule? When you buy this house, this is not your responsibility. Okay. Just leave it up to anybody. Mm-hmm. Let's talk to CJ. He says we might be looking at this the wrong way.
All right.
He's on CMF. What up, CJ?
Hey, guys. This is funny because it just came up yesterday. My son is in eighth grade, and... a member of the Junior Honor Society at the school. And, yeah, man, like, they do a lot of volunteer stuff and log hours doing all sorts of random stuff. And one of the things in the residential neighborhoods is they have the kids clear out fire hydrants.
I love that. I've never seen that.
Yeah, they take a picture and send it in. They get you know, credit or whatever.
You would love that if you were a kid. Your parents making you go clear fire hydrants on the weekend?
Not the
I'd love it now.
Yeah.
You would lose
it's bad, yeah. The one in front of our house, man, just jam-packed with ice from the last couple storms, man. The kid was out there sweating his nads off.
Sweating his nads off. Those are Honor Society nads, man.
Honor nads.
All right, guys. Awesome show. Have a good day.
Bye, CJ.
Never going to have to do that. I was never on the Honor Society.
No, like it would have been the opposite thing. Like,
Doofus Society?
Imagine some kid that whose parents made him go do that, and he didn't get any credit or anything for it.
Well, yeah, because I'm getting Facebook messages saying they make the kids in the neighborhood go do it for them.
That's a great idea, but there's no kids in my neighborhood.
Also, would you trust the kid to do a good enough job in your neighborhood?
Good enough.
Okay, it's your house potentially burning down.
Can I see it? Good.
Okay, but like, you know, that's not what the fire department said. They need 3 feet on each side. Look at you. Just all my belongings
it's
and
done.
Health. Just
it's
life
done.
Or death. It's fine.
Because you're right. Nobody wants to do it. Because if you're going to dig out the fire hydrant, you're going to do it after you've already shoveled your driveway.
Yes, yes.
So you're going to do it at the point where you're the most exhausted before you're going into the house. So I'm wondering how many people really do a bang-up 3-foot perimeter. Because when I used to do it, I used to just dig it out.
Okay.
I didn't have, like, this big ring around it where you get home like a shindig around a damn thing.
No, here's why you need the perimeter.
What?
Because everybody's going to judge you. If you're going to go do the job, you do it right, or else your neighbors are going to talk crap about you. How about this? What if you went out and did it? Here comes a neighbor after you to finish the job the right way. Oh. You get pissed.
Then I would be pissed off. Thank God that my neighbor was as lazy as me.
Do 6000. Let's talk to Mikey. He's on CMF. How are you, Mikey?
Hey, Doc. So it is kind of just a neighborhood rule. Whoever does it, does it. But like to the other guy's point with the Honor Society, the Boy Scouts usually send out the kids to do it, and there's always an adult present to make sure they actually do it the right way. The one next to my house is actually in my neighbor's front yard. I do it. He never questions it. But along with that, you also should clear out in front of your mailbox, because I've got nasty grams from the post office saying they won't deliver my mail anymore if I don't clear out in front of my mailbox.
Okay. So Mike, when you clear out in front of your neighbors, did you just start doing it? Was he there when you started doing it?
I just started doing it. One day he was out snow blowing his driveway, and I just finished my mailbox, and I was tooled down the road, and you know, he's far enough away. I mean, it's clearly in front of his house. And, he's an older guy. I don't mind doing it. To the other guy's point, self-preservation. I want my house to be able to put out if it catches on fire. Same with my neighbor. So I'd just rather have it. And there's another one further up the road.
that's too far out of, I just don't want to go up the road, but I've noticed last time I took a walk, somebody else did it.
Let them burn. Screw them.
Yes.
No, Mike, I do love, though, like, if I'm your, like, if I live next to you, and I'm outside shoveling my driveway, and I see you shovel out that hydrant, that
in
is
in front
now,
of my house.
Yes, that's now a message to me for the rest of my life that as long as you live there, I'm never doing it again.
You signed
on. The dog, just because somebody peed in your yard, you're not going to go pee in there anymore? So just, if somebody does it, then next time you do it.
No, you did it, though. It's your job now. Now it's your job.
No. Don't be a little urban wuss. You know how
urban
to
wuss.
Shovel your driveway? Go shovel out a hydrant. Besides, if the kids do it, they usually get community service credit for high school.
Okay.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Well, it depends on the school you go to. Like, I had to do it.
Yeah, probably the military school, they don't whip you as hard anymore.
Mike, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it. Yeah, no, if you do it once, if the hydrant's in front of my house,
I would assume you like doing it.
Your job now. What are you, Tommy's wife?
Well, I don't know. Like I said, you know how there are just people that are very, very particular about the way things are done. So if, like, you just want it done a certain way, you can go do
it. Plus, there's also a little smug, like, I took care of the neighborhood type of credit you want. Like, hey, I got it for everybody. I saved the neighborhood.
Yeah, I would think you want to be that guy.
A little pride.
Yeah, like you're looking
I'm
for that
the man.
Credit. And I'll say thank you. I'll be, oh, man, that's Dave. Dave, greatest guy in the whole world, clears out the fire hydrant.
Yeah, good guy, Dave.
But if I see you doing it, I ain't doing it. Because here's the thing. If you went out of your way to do it while I was shoveling, like it bothered you enough, if I'm not outside, it's going to bother you even more.
Okay.
So you're going to do it.
Okay.
Yeah, right. I'm not doing it.
Especially if you're older. Like, I'm an old guy. You come over and do it for me. I figure, oh. He likes helping old people out. Let him do it.
I love how you said, if I'm an old guy.
No, I said I said.
No, I think you said I am.
I am.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I'm sorry. I misheard.
Excuse me.
Maybe I'm getting
old.
Maybe I'm old.
Oh, yeah. Maybe so.
We'll take one more call before we move on. 226,000. A lot of hot takes on fire hydrant clearing.
Very angry takes, too.
Jim's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Jimmy, how are you?
All right. When the homeowners don't shovel it out, the fire department will.
Okay.
Well, like when the house is on fire?
I was going to say, do you have to call them?
No, we've been on, when I was in the fire department, I've been in two different fire departments in Rochester and one in Syracuse when I lived out there.
Okay.
And we went on details.
To just dig out the hydrants.
Just digging out the hydrants.
Okay, but that was with the paid.
I know they do it in the city, but I've never seen them do
volunteer.
It in the burbs.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Volunteer, yep.
Man, that's got to suck to get that job for the day, huh? Like you sign up to put on a helmet, wear a hat,
that's
and look
gotta be
all
the
badass.
New guy. That's got
to
be the new guy.
Oh, we all did. And we had a pickup truck that had a plow, and so sometimes, depending on how bad it was, they'd make a plow it, and then we got a snowblower. It was snowblow around some of them, so
all kinds of ways to get rid of the snow. Yeah, no,
trouble.
I got you. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, Jim. How many guys accidentally hit the hydrant with the plow or the snowblower?
I don't know. I wasn't on that truck.
You can't hurt those things anyway.
I had the shovel in my hand, so.
Those things are built like your mom.
Jim, thanks for the call. You can't hurt those things?
You can't.
You can't hurt fire
no.
hydrants.
Yeah, you would have to ram into them, but like a snowblower just bumping into it ain't going to hurt.
Yeah, or like, you know, a truck with a plow on the front
Bro, you would have to floor it.
Bro,
to hit them
there have been multiple accidents
those
where there's
split
just
a car.
Water firing up in the air.
Yes,
they won't
I've
split
seen
a
it.
Car, you
split
idiot.
A car.
No, they won't.
In half.
No, they won't.
Go right through an engine block. Do you know a fire hydrant?
This is an argument between two guys, and neither of them know what would actually happen.
A fire hydrant can go through an engine block, just like a crossbow.
Shut up.
If you had a crossbow and a fire hydrant, you're pretty safe. Nobody could hurt you.